Swampscare Christian Fellowship, woohoo! That's good. Very welcome. Nice to have Dave and Jane back with us.
Yay!
Hey, from their travels. I'm not sure when the twists. When are the twists coming back? They've been seem to wait for ages, haven't they? Yeah. The Lees there on holiday. There's a few people not here, but we're here, and God's here, which is great. This is a bit shaky, but never mind. If you've got your Bibles, turn to a verse that you know, and. Just turn this down a touch, please, Carl. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. If you know it without turning to it, we're going to try and say it together and learn it. Who knows this without even looking at it? Put your hand up. Jeremiah 29, 11. Who knows it without even looking at it? I'm not going to put you on the spot. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Sort of know it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Some of us are looking for it on our mobiles. We've been doing a series on God's best. We've been doing a series recently on God's best. If you want to listen to our previous podcasts, please do. You can get them on our website. And so, when I was sort of asked to speak, it's a few weeks ago now, a few months ago almost, then this verse came straight into my head on the night, actually at the teaching team meeting, when we were meeting together, and I just wrote this down. This just came straight to me, and we all know it. Let's see if we can say it. If you can say it without looking at it, that's even great. I'm using the NIV. And it says this, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." Can we say it with a little bit more enthusiasm? A little bit more enthusiasm, you know what I mean? We're not sure about that. A bit of what Jim was saying, I'm not really sure about that. Is this a promise in God's word? Or is it just, you know, I don't know, is it just, where's that going to go? Nowhere. Okay, let's say it again. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." Praise God. Whoa. God's best. Don't settle for less. God's best. Don't settle for less. It's been great this morning listening to encouraging things that people have said. Jim has said, and Adrian said, Ray has shared about the market. Be encouraged. We need to be encouraged. God's best, yeah? God's best. Who for? Who's God's best for? Faith. You and for me. It's you and me. You know, God's got plans for us. God's saying those words, yeah? "I know the plans I have for you, yeah? Declares the Lord." This isn't just some politician or statesman. This is God speaking. He knows the plans he has for each one of us. Plans to prosper you and me, not to harm us. So many people are frightened of the church, aren't they? They're frightened of Christianity. Oh, you know, a bit dodgy. I don't want to know. No, there's no harm. God's not going to harm you in any way, shape, or form. Some things we question. Some things we're not sure about. Some things we say, "God, what are you doing that for? I wouldn't have done it that way." Yeah. But it's not there to harm you. It's there to correct us, to get us back on the right path. Yeah. It's to challenge us. It's to move us forward. It's not to harm us. To give us a hope and a future. Yeah? It's great what Dave Latham was sharing last week about us. Yeah. We're winners. Yeah. We are victorious. Yeah. We are winners. If you're worried about next season, you know, one or two might be worried a bit about next season. I'm not worried at all. Yeah. The football doesn't matter. But I'm a winner. Yeah, in Christ, I'm a winner. I just thought this morning when I was thinking about this, if I just maybe give you some personal testimony. And some of you might have heard this before, and some of you haven't. I'm sorry to bore you. But you know, I've been a Christian a long, long time, brought up in a Christian home, but I was thinking it's actually 30 years. And I think it's this month. I haven't checked with Chris this, but I think it's this month. 30 years this month, so we actually moved into Wormskirk. It's 1987. And you know, we'd come to this church probably 4 or 5 years, 6 years before that. And so we were living in Melling at the time, and we were travelling up and down, and we were part of the leadership team then. And we got a specific prophecy. Someone gave us a prophecy that God wanted us to be living in the town centre of Ormskirk within walking distance of the town centre. It was a specific word. And so we took that word, and we put our house on the market, and we started looking at houses in Ormskirk. And so we came to Ormskirk and started looking around from Melling, and we looked around, we saw our house, our existing house, and it was too expensive for us. We couldn't afford it. I think it was 42,000 or 42,500. This is 30 years ago. We couldn't afford it. We looked at it, and it was landlocked as well, and we thought, no, and it was in a bit of a state. So we thought, no. So we started then looking a bit further, and the walking distance from the town centre became a hike. It almost became a bus ride. You know, are we... No, is this right? God said within walking distance of the town centre. It took 12 months. We looked at lots of places, and we sold our house. On the day we sold our house, we moved in with my mum and dad into Skelmersdale. And on that day, we came back into Wormskirk and looked again at the house we now live in, which had come down by £10,000 then to £32,000, I think it was. And an architect friend of ours from Liverpool, we said, look, this house, you know, it's right in the walking distance of the town centre. It really is, you know, it's in the town centre. People didn't even know it was there. And we said to this architect, have a look at this house. What do you think? And he went in, and it was literally water was running down the walls. An old couple had the house living in one room, and it was in a bit of a state. But he said, this is the one. This is the house. Cutting the long story short, that's where we live. 30 years ago, we're here. God says, I know the plans I have for you. He's in control, is he not? He's in control. Do you know, I really probably shouldn't be here today. Because my mum, back in the 30s, was given 6 months to live with tuberculosis. She was in a sanatorium. My mum had 6 months to live. She was in a bad way. But you know, the church prayed, and my mum obviously survived. I'm not that old, by the way, because that would make me 90-odd. But my mum survived. And that was a miracle in those days. Antibiotics actually in the 30s weren't actually there. And so if you had tuberculosis, it was finished. But through prayer, my mum obviously survived. My sister came along. And then, don't know how many years later, I came along, 8 years after that, I came along, yeah. God knew the plans, yeah. I was always said, you know, you're always the favourite, yeah. Mum's favourite, you know, boys and all that, you know. My sister always teases me about that. But it's true, because I think there was something precious about it, really, because having one child was just, you know, a miracle, really. But having two was just even more so. And, you know, Andrew... Here, I don't want to embarrass Andrew too much, but Andrew's here today, and you know, we didn't think Andrew was going to ever happen. When we, Chris and I, first got married, we were in a church in Liverpool with loads of young people, loads of young married couples, and as you know, when you get married and you set up a house and one thing, and then people start having children, and then somebody else would have a child, somebody else would have a child, somebody else would have a child. Me and Chris, nothing was happening. What was happening? Are we doing something wrong? Are we out of God's will? What's happening? We had lots of miscarriages, and you know, it was really, really tough. I remember it well. It was a tough time. And just trying to think how many years after it was. 7 years. Andrew's here. He's conceived, yeah. And again, just a miracle situation, because we'd given up, basically. God knows the plans he has for you. And you know, only a couple of years ago, it might be that I wouldn't have been here today. Because obviously when you get diagnosed with cancer, you know, it's not the most pleasant thing in the world, isn't it? And all sorts of things run through your mind. But when God breaks in and says, I know the plans I have for you. Yeah? I know the plans he has for me. Plans, yeah, to prosper me. Plans to give me a hope and a future. I could go on and say a few more stories about jobs. You know, God's been amazing provision for me in jobs. Some things I've questioned, some things I couldn't understand. Some people haven't treated me that well in jobs. But I know that God's always been there. God's always made a way, not maybe the way I'd have always made it. Because God knows the plans that he has for us. Yeah, he's there. And he's there for you today. I know some of you are looking for jobs. Some of you have been told you haven't got a job going forward. God says, I know the plans I have for you. I know some of you, right, are longing for another child. God says, I know the plans. Let him be that plan maker. Some of you are looking about your future and your career. You're not exactly sure where it's going to take you. God says, I know. And it's, now I'm not saying this is easy, guys. It's tough. It's real life. Going back to one of my jobs, I remember we had a new boss came, and this is going back a long, long time. And He came, and I was working for BRS at the time, no longer exists as a company. I was managing a branch in Runcorn. The manager, he called all the managers together, and I found out from other sources, because the days before, people had been going, and he said to one manager, you're going there, you're going there, you're going there. And so everyone was swapping around, so we thought, oh, this is good. I got called in on the Friday morning. I thought, I wonder where I'm going. And the boss called me in, and he just said, I'm sorry, but I don't like you. You don't fit into my plans. So he said, I've got nothing for you. So he said, go back to Runcorn, park your car, clear your desk, and that's it. It was as blunt, I'm not joking, it was as blunt as that. So what you do? How does that leave you? You know, I came home, I was a bit of a shock. Everybody was a bit of a shock. As it turns out, was it the Monday or the Saturday? I can't remember, the day after, he phoned me up. After a lot of people had been praying, he said, I'm sorry, Dave, I made a mistake. I didn't really mean that, he said, I have got something I want you to do. I want you to go to, it was actually Prestatyn. I want you to go to manage the Prestatyn branch. Will you do that? Come and get your car and off you go, you know. Obviously, the guy must have thought, I can't do that to people. That guy, in 6 months, had gone. Heart attack. He was finished. I'm not saying it was because of me, but there's a scripture that says, touch not the Lord's anointed. People need to be very, very careful how they treat you and me, guys. They do. It's true. I wasn't intending to say that, but I've said it now. And it's there. And it's the truth. God knows the plans he has for us. And man isn't going to interfere with those plans. God is there. You see, I'm not just a wannabe person. Yeah? I'm not just a wannabe. No, I am something in God. You know? And you're not just wannabes. Do you sometimes feel as though you're just a wannabe? Do you sometimes feel as though you're just making the numbers up? Yeah? Or you're just on the sidelines? No. In God, yeah, you are not a wannabe, and I'm not a wannabe. You see, I'm a child of the King. You're a child of the King today, yeah? I don't know if you love the Queen. I love the Queen. I'm a royalist. I've changed my profile photo on Facebook because yesterday, this time last year, I was changing into the horse guards, what do you call it? Trooping the colour. It's been one of my lifetime ambitions to go to Trooping of the Colour. So I applied for a ticket in January, and they're pretty precious to get hold of, and I got a ticket. Nobody else in my family wanted to come with me, but I was there. I'm telling you, it's a mind-blowing experience. And if you look at my Facebook page, there's me, and there's two massive soldiers with bearskins on, and got me photograph taken with them, yeah? I love the Queen, but you know, I'm a child of the King, the King of Kings. Her Majesty won't last forever. She won't. I think she does a great job for this country. I don't want to go down that line at the moment. But I'm a child of the King. The everlasting King. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's who I am. You see, I'm set apart. I'm victorious. I'm a winner. I can't lose. You know? It's just unbelievable. As to who we are in Christ. Do you know who you are in Christ today? Do you know who you are? That verse is the truth for you. Even if you don't feel it. Even if this moment you're feeling, what am I going to do? I'm not sure what my future holds. I'm not sure what tomorrow holds even. What am I going to do? God says, look, I'm for you. I know the plans. You're not going to face harm. You've got hope. You've got a future. As we look at our world today, as we look at our country today, it's shaking, isn't it? There's a lot of anger coming out. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of uncertainty. Nobody knows what Brexit's going to do. But guys, we can sail through it with a confidence and a boldness, not an arrogance and a sloppiness, but a confidence. We can speak to it with confidence. Say, look, guys, God's on my side. You can have him in your life too if you want. He's on our side. We used to sing a song, if God be for me, who can be against me? God's for me. So whatever anyone throws against me doesn't make any difference. God is for me. God is for me. There's a singer just recently, I've just got a CD off her. She's a South African girl called Sanika. Don't know if anyone's ever heard of her. Sinach. God is for me is one of her songs. It's absolutely brilliant. God is for me. He is for me. Do you know, in the Old Testament we read in the past that only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies. Yeah. But you know, that when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn in two. Why? So that you and me could go straight in, face to face. You know, I went down to, as I said to the Trooping of the Colour, I couldn't get anywhere near the Queen. The closest I got was probably 20 yards as she came round in the carriage and I waved at her. She waved back at me. You know? But I've got no chance of having a face-to-face with the Queen. I've met royalty, I've shook hands with a couple of royals, but never with the Queen. But you know what? With the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I can have a face-to-face, intimate conversation, any time, any moment. Oh, can you grasp hold of that? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hallelujah. We've got access to him, contact with him. Touch, presence, acceptance, welcome. We've got a few things down here. In fact, God even says to us, come into my presence. Some people don't want to be near me. Some people don't want you near them. Yeah. God says, come on, Dave, come into my presence. But we don't, do we? Sometimes we don't. The days go by when you don't pick your Bible up. The days go by when you don't even think about God because life's too busy. And you know, God's sitting there with the door open. Come on, where are you? I want relationship with you. I want deep relationship with you. Tell me about your day. Tell me your concerns. Tell me what's on your heart. I love you. It's Father's Day today, yeah? And I'm not the greatest father in the world. Speak to my kids. I'm not. And you know, if I could relive it again, I'd do something different. My dad wasn't the greatest dad in the world. But I do know, and I keep saying to my kids, if there's ever anything, you know, you needed or you wanted, then you could just come and approach me. And the answer might have to be no, but at least ask. Yeah? And Jesus says the same. He says, if you ask anything in my name, ask. Yeah? Seek and you'll find. Today, let's come to him. Yeah? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is in you and me. The indwelling that Dave was talking last week about, the Holy Spirit living in me, his presence. There's another song, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. That's the prayer of my life. And you know, the longer I've been with a Christian, the longer I've been on the road, I recognize I need more of him. Yeah. I don't need more of him when I'm just starting as a new Christian. I need more of him when I've been on the road a long time. Yeah, that's the truth. I need a closer relationship with God now than I've ever needed a closer relationship with him than I did when I first became a Christian and it was all, you know, woo, bells and whistles and all sorts. I need a close relationship with him. You need a close relationship with him. And you know, God has got plans for you. You're sitting here today wondering what tomorrow holds, wondering what next week holds. God's got plans for you. He knows you. He loves you. He's got hopes for you. He's got a future for you. And it's not just for me or somebody else. You know, we read these autobiographies and we read these stories about what God's in other people's lives and we think, Lord, why aren't you doing it in mine? Or why is it only in this book? Guys, it isn't. It's for you and me. We could write books here today. We could write stories today of what God's done. I could. You could. Of what God's got for you. And he still hasn't finished writing yet. He still hasn't finished the plans in my life. He still hasn't finished the hopes in my life and your life. And I'm just waiting for those amazing things that God's going to bring. I just know he is. We've seen some amazing things, and we're going to see even more amazing things because he knows. And you know, he doesn't give us secondhand blessings. Yeah? He wants to give you something personal, not ride on somebody else's coattail. Personally for you. He knows the plans he has for you. He doesn't give us cast-offs or hand-me-downs. Yeah? We've all had hand-me-down clothes, haven't we? Well, I have. Yeah, hand-me-downs. No. It's the best. He gives us the best. You know. And it's God's best. And it's a perfect fit as well. Have you ever had hand-me-down clothes that don't fit? Yeah. I know Chris has had that as well when she grew up in probably a worse situation than I did. And, you know. But, you know, it was difficult for parents in those days. But, you know, sometimes we put God in those sorts of situations. We think, God, you're only going to give me just something that'll, you know, it'll do. No. That isn't what God does. See, don't just make do with God. Let God make it happen. Yeah? Are you just making do? Are you just struggling through? That isn't what God wants. He wants to be first in your life. He wants you to agree with him of what he said about you and about me. And you know, so I just want to say today, lies of the devil, be gone. Because he's always lying, isn't he? He's always in your ear. You're not good enough, Dave. You made the right mess of that. You know, why did he do that? You're not good enough. You'll never make it. If people saw you now, what you're doing, you know. And is he like that with you? Does he come in your ear? Get behind me, Satan. Get away, you liar, from the beginning. Tell him to go in Jesus' name. And you know, insecurity. So many people have got insecurities today. The fear of tomorrow. Yeah. Anxiety. So many people are anxious and feeling hopeless. And sickness. Be gone in Jesus' name. Yeah. God's a healer. He's a restorer. Yeah. Another song. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. Yeah. I'm not afraid. I'm not dismayed. For I'm walking in faith and victory. I'm walking in faith and victory, even though I haven't got a job. Yeah. Even though I'm not sure what tomorrow might bring. I'm still walking in faith because I'm trusting God for the things he's got for me. And I'm walking in victory. Yeah. Even if the job never turns up, Lord, you know the plans. What are you doing? You're in charge, Lord. I'm trusting you. And as long as we're in obedience and we're trusting him, then God knows the way forward for us, yeah? God's best for you today. God's best for me today is what I want, is what you want. Yeah? Let's pray for a minute. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what situations you're all facing here today, and we all face different ones. We're all at different stages in our lives, in age, and where we are, in our families, in our careers, in our training. But just wherever you are and whatever you need today, whatever you need to place before God and say, God, I don't understand this, but Lord, I'm accepting today that you know the plans you have for me. You've declared it, Lord. Lord, you are going to prosper me. And that just doesn't mean pounds, shillings and pence, but it does. But it's not just money. You're going to bless my life, it means. Yeah? You're going to be with me. You're not going to harm me, Lord. You, Lord, are going to give me hope for the future. Lord, it feels a bit hopeless at the moment. Don't know where I'm going to go, but Lord, I thank you today and I trust and I hope in you. I'm going to stop worrying. I'm going to stop being anxious. I'm going to stop trying to sort it myself and I'm going to rest in you. I'm going to live for today, knowing that my future is secure. I'm in your hands. My name is written on the palm of your hands. And whatever you've lifted to the Lord, now just lift it now and say, Lord, I give it to you. I give it to you. I take it off myself, the pressure off myself, and I give it to you, Lord. And on this Father's Day, Lord, I come right into your presence, to the loving Heavenly Father, and I just receive from you. Feel your arms around me, saying, son, daughter, I'm with you. I'm for you. Yeah, just as we just sing a worship song, just receive from the Lord. If you want prayer today, if you want some help, you want someone to come alongside you, then we're here to help you. We're here to support, yeah? If you want to come for somebody else, if you want to come by proxy, then come for that person. It's great when we do healing on the streets, people come for loads of other people and themselves. And God does things. He breaks through. And he can do the same for you.